Psychoanalyst Jacques Lacan states that patriarchal culture is structured by the name of the father, i.e. patrilineal naming, or more broadly, male-centered language, and the no of the father, or restrictive social laws. In French, they're cleverly pronounced the same, le nom du père, because they're both part of the same patriarchal process. Christopher Neal's 2012 film Goats, recently released to DVD, simultaneously literalizes and subverts Lacan's paternal roles. The story is about Ellis, a 15-year-old boy who lives in Tucson with his hippy-dippy mother and a stoner goat farmer named Goatman, played hilariously by David Duchovny. When Ellis decides to go to the same East Coast boarding school as his estranged father, Frank, he struggles to reconnect with his father without completely losing his mother or Goatman. At first, Goatman seems to be Ellis's only father figure as he takes the boy on a desert trek and explains how to be a man. Yet Goatman fails to provide any restrictions for the boy. He lives outside most of the established social and penal laws of the country, growing weed in his backyard and running drugs across the border. He's also frequently naked and on display for the audience to see, violating the patriarchal rule that men are supposed to look and women are supposed to be looked at. Even his name renders him a paternal failure. Ellis calls him Goatman, everyone else calls him Javier, and, as it turns out, his real name is Stephen. So he doesn't seem to have a last name to pass on to anyone. Meanwhile, Ellis's biological father is the essence of overbearing patriarchal rule because he has legitimately passed his last name on to his son, and he is obsessively restrictive. As it turns out, the most effective father in the film is actually Ellis, the son. He enforces his own sense of patriarchal rule, even when it means turning a blind eye to the failures of his father figures. Even the goats listen to him instead of the guy whose name is Goatman. And yet, when they all live happily ever after, it seems pretty normal that this 15-year-old boy was the only adult in the movie. In fact, this is exactly why the film is so moving. Ellis's situation speaks to everyone of my generation. People in their late 20s and early 30s, stuck somewhere between the anger of Generation X and the apathy of the millennials, and still dealing with divorced baby boomer parents who try too hard to live up to our standards instead of their own. Lacan may have described our culture as being structured by the law or the name of the father, but when father figures fail, it's us kids who enforce the laws. And, as Ellis shows us, life goes on.